The smell of the desert was like the smell of flint struck off steel, a burnt, dry odour that San Tan could detect underlying the harsher odour of coal smoke from the locomotive. The bogey clattered to the rhythm of the cross ties, and the carriage kept the beat lurching and swaying in time. San Tan sat in the corner of the small coupe compartment upon the green leather seat and stared through the window. A flat yellow plain stretched to the long, far horizon, while in the sky above it was traced the faint promise of blue mountains. There were clusters of springbok grazing on the plain, and when the steam whistle of the locomotive shrilled abruptly, they dissolved into pale, cinnamon-coloured smoke and blew away towards the horizon. The animals closest to her carriage pranced high in the air, and painfully San Tan remembered little Owa miming that arched back and head down, stotting gait. Then the pain passed, and only the joy of his memory remained to her, and she smiled as she stared out into the desert. The great spaces, seared by the sun, seemed to draw out her soul, like iron to the magnet, and slowly she became aware of a sense of building anticipation, that peculiar excitement that a traveller feels on the last homeward mile of a long journey. When later the evening shadows turned the plain's soft mauve, they gave definition to the land, so that the undulations and low hillocks emerged from the glare of midday and the glassy curtains of heat mirage, and she looked upon this austere and majestic landscape and felt a deep sense of joy. At sunset she put a coat around her shoulders and went out onto the open balcony at the rear of the coach. In fuming dusty reds and orange, the sun went under and the stars pricked out through the purple night. She looked up, and there were the two particular stars, Michael's star and hers, with only the ghostly Magellanic cloud shining between them. "I haven't looked up at the sky, not since I left this wild land," she thought. And suddenly the green fields of her native France and the lush rolling hills of Zululand were only an effete and insipid memory. "This is where I belong. The desert is my home now."